At midday tomorrow, she will be released. She's currently in Her Majesty's prison, Bronzefield, in West London, and it was from there that she joined the Old Bailey courtroom number one via video link. It appeared that she had some difficulty hearing proceedings during the course of the hearing, but when she was asked whether she was going to be pleading guilty or not guilty to the murder of her husband, Richard, on the 14th of August 2010, she said not guilty to murder, but guilty of manslaughter. Now, the Crown Prosecution Service have only got a murder charge in place. There is no manslaughter charge to plead guilty to, but that is what she said in court. Now, Judge Andrew Edis made some comments about the fact that this is a very well-known case after her original murder conviction was overturned in February. He said that public comment and proceedings is restricted by the Contempt of Court Act. Professional journalists will know that not very much can be reported now that there is going to be a new murder trial which begins on July the 1st. But he said that other people who have commented in the past may not understand the restriction. He needs to make it clear that the restrictions are for the jury to decide cases with an open mind. That public controversy, which you referred to, needs to stop no matter which side you were on. After listening to medical evidence, he decided that bail would be granted, that Sally Challen will be returned to the custody of her family. She will have to serve a curfew between 9 p.m. and 9 o'clock in the morning. And he said that she should not apply for a passport, but she should get in touch with a GP and register with a GP. Afterwards, her son and her brother, who were in court listening, said they were overjoyed at the news and were looking forward to welcoming her home tomorrow.